When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Else.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into the program. Hopefully you had a comfortable sleep. I mean, I guess with enough fans and air conditioning and all of that, you can be oblivious to what the weather is like. But I don't have air conditioning in my bedroom. I could. I don't know why I don't put one of the air conditioners in my room instead of where I have them. But And maybe I end up doing that by the end of this week. I certainly don't want to buy a third one. That's just going to be overkill for my electric bill. But a couple of fans pointed at the bed, sleeping without the covers. I made it through the night. So hopefully you did as well. And it's going to be another warm and steamy one today. So make sure that you stay cool. Make sure that you stay hydrated. If you don't have air conditioning in your home and it starts to get a little bit too warm in there, know that you can always go to the public library, chill out with a book or a magazine or a newspaper, and at least soak up a few hours of air conditioning. Another good option, go to the movies. When I went to the movies on Independence Day, the temperature was perfect. In fact, it actually got a little chilly toward the end of the movie, but also that I saw a three-hour movie. You're probably not going to go to a three-hour movie, but and I would actually recommend, honestly, if you are somebody who's going to go to the movies to escape the heat, get that monthly subscription that I have. What do they call it? The AMC A-List, I think. It's like $25 a month. And I can see three movies a week. And I guess if you're going there for air conditioning, it doesn't even matter what movies you go to see. But just know if you go to see Horizon, you're going to get 3 hours of air conditioning before they kick you out. There's been days when I've gone and seen back-to-back films, and I thought about doing that on Independence Day, but a three-hour movie was just a little bit much for me. But anyway, that's a good tip. And if you are somebody who, you know, likes to get out and exercise and likes to walk, you know, Mary calls in every day and shares details of her walk. And if you're somebody that likes to do that, maybe today is the day to go to the mall and do your walk around the mall. Or if you have a gym membership, go to the gym because the gyms have air conditioning on. Just try and make sure you keep yourself safe because this level of heat and humidity and low air quality is dangerous. I'm going to go to a concert tonight and, an outdoor concert, and we'll see how I hold up. I guess the good thing is nobody ended up wanting to go with me. So I'm going to go alone. So, and it's an artist I've seen before, Alanis Morissette. Not that I ever would want to leave a concert early, but if I feel like it's, you know, not safe and I need to, I can. I've just been keeping an eye on the Xfinity Center social media and website to see if they allow people to bring water in, because they've done that in the past when it's been dangerous like this. When I saw the Eagles a few years ago, I went with my then boss, and the temperature was almost 100 degrees, high humidity. And so they said, everybody can bring in 2 gallons of water each. And I was like, that's a lot. 2 gallons of water is a lot for one person to carry in. So we stopped at the store and we bought 4 gallons of water. And as we were walking in, you know, getting ready to walk in, my boss was like, nah, I'm only going to bring 1 gallon. I was like, somebody's going to need that other gallon. No, we paid 80 cents for it. Let's just bring it in. Somebody's going to need it. He didn't want to carry a second one. So I carried 3 in. And sure enough, there were people that were, you know, just asking, hey, can I get some of that? Because it was just brutal. Good show, though. So yesterday, we had the story, and I published it pretty much, you know, right after I got off the air, because we were waiting for the police department to confirm the details. And we talked a little bit yesterday with Jack Spillane about why you can't just go with what other people are reporting. You know, if it's a trusted, vetted news source, then you can quote them. But if it's not someone that has the same journalistic ethics that your outlet does, don't quote them. And this is not a knock on Carlos Felix or anybody else that was posting about the incident online. But it's just, we have a responsibility and a duty to verify information before we publish it. We're not independent journalists, we're a publicly traded company. We answer to people who are veterans of the news business at the highest levels of our company, people who talk to us frequently about the ethics. We have weekly workshops and weekly discussions, and we talk about all these things. So we've got to confirm the details before we can share them. And so we got the confirmation pretty much, it came through pretty much at 9 a.m. Which, no knock on the New Bedford Police Department, that's pretty quick for getting a response from them on something. And then Mayor Mitchell put out a statement, which is rare that he puts out a statement about violence in the city. Councilor Brian Gomes, who is the chair of the Council's Public Safety Committee, was on with Barry yesterday. And by the way, we're talking about 6 people injured in a shooting near Monty Park, early yesterday morning. I think it was 1 a.m., thereabouts, 1:30. I'll pull the story up and check. But Councilor Gomes talked about how he's like, listen, I think it's, and I'm paraphrasing here. He said, listen, it's, you know, no secret that the mayor and I don't always see eye to eye on things, but on this we do. And, you know, the look that I saw in his face, because Councilor Gomes, Mayor Mitchell, Chief Oliveira, they were all at the scene yesterday morning. And Councilor Gomes said, you know, the look that I saw on his face, I could tell his, you know, his anger and his frustration with the situation. And I don't want to speculate too much about what this might have been all about. Barry had asked Councilor Gomes if he thought that it was gang related. And Councilor Gomes kind of gave an answer of something along the lines of, you know, all of this violence is gang related. But he said that the, you know, the real shame of this is that it happened in a neighborhood that was celebrating the culmination of Cape Verdean Recognition Week, a heavily Cape Verdean community, the Bay Village area. And he said, you know, 98% of the people in that neighborhood are good people that don't deserve to have this happening in their neighborhood. And that this element, the people who are causing the problems, are people that aren't even from the neighborhood. But he said that he was, and again, you can hear the interview in Barry's podcast from yesterday. But he said that he was just as concerned with what had happened Saturday, because Saturday, the police were called down there for multiple fights. Now, this is where, you know, we confirm things and we get more details. But Chris McCarthy texted me on Saturday night because he was listening to the scanner and said, you know, there's a big fight with 100 people involved happening in Bay Village. There were reports of people being pepper sprayed. Counselor Gomes told Barry that that didn't happen, that there were fights, but that nobody was pepper sprayed. And we asked the police if there was a large altercation with that many people involved, and they said no, there were several smaller skirmishes that happened, but there were just multiple fights, multiple skirmishes. And Counselor Gomes was talking about the disrespect that the people were showing to the police during that situation, that the police came down and rather than, you know, rounding up everybody and arresting them, they just tried to, you know, calm everybody down and get them to disperse, get the people who were, you know, causing trouble to just go home and to kind of just de-escalate the situation. And he said that the response that they got from some people were that there were people that were spitting in the faces of the police officers. And again, he reiterated that, you know, he doesn't believe that this is the neighborhood. He believes that this is people that came from other places and caused trouble in the neighborhood. People who came there because of, you know, the Cape Verdean Recognition Day that was happening on Saturday. And so if there were all these skirmishes that happened on Saturday, was what happened early Monday some kind of retaliation for that? Because Mayor Mitchell had a statement that he put out about it. I'm going to try to bring it up so I can have the... You would have thought that I would have had it all ready to go. But he had said, we will track down those responsible and hold them accountable, and we will take all necessary and appropriate steps to address the risk of retaliation. We will not permit a few people to deprive our residents of a sense of security, of their sense of security. So, if they're concerned about retaliation for this shooting that occurred yesterday, which happened at about 1 a.m., does that mean that that shooting was somehow connected to some sort of argument that had happened on Saturday night? Again, that's just speculation. Even Counselor Gomes, who was very candid in his comments yesterday, didn't discuss a link between the incidents. But This is, I mean, unfortunately, this is what happens in the city in the summertime and on a day that was hot and humid. That was probably a long day for those participating in the celebrations. The parties continue into the night. People probably become intoxicated. And tempers flare. Okay, that's going to happen. It's not right, but that's going to happen. You're going to have fights break out. And that's why I think you see the police come and want to de-escalate rather than arrest people, because they understand, hey, it's been a long day. People have been partying. It's hot and muggy. They get cranky. Something sets them off. Send them home. Let them cool off, literally and physically. I mean, literally and figuratively. And then, you know, the situation takes care of itself. But it seems like somebody decided to take it a step further. Six people shot. Injuries not believed to be life-threatening, but still a scary situation. I've never been shot, but, you know, life-threatening or not, I'm sure it's something nobody wants to go through. So the question here is, what are the next steps? And Councilor Gomes talked about how they discussed that, Chief Oliveira and Mayor Mitchell, and he discussed that yesterday, but he said, you know, obviously we're not going to reveal what those steps are. I'm sure the mayor will have more to say on this when he's on with Chris tomorrow. I'm sure it'll be a big topic of conversation, not only with the mayor, but there'll be more discussion about it happening on the radio here. And I welcome your calls at 508-996-0500. And Barry also brought in another part of this conversation, is that police were alerted to this shooting via the ShotSpotter system. And there were a couple of other incidents over the past week where police were notified via ShotSpotter. And at the same time, you have members of the Massachusetts delegation, Senator Markey, Senator Warren, Representative Presley, who are rallying against ShotSpotter. I think the main reason is for its inaccuracy, but they're also saying that it's racist, that it's targeting specific communities. Now, the unfortunate reality of that is ShotSpotter sensors are placed in locations that have a history of having gunfire. That's certainly the situation in New Bedford. That's where they selected to put these things. And in terms of the inaccuracy, you hear different things. ShotSpotter will give you different data than these independent organizations that have been checking it out. But some cities have abandoned using ShotSpotter because they feel like it wasn't accurate. Jaisal Correa, when he was mayor of Fall River, pulled ShotSpotter out of the city and said, we're not paying whatever was like $150,000 a year for something that is woefully inaccurate. So I guess it comes down to the, is something better than nothing argument? Because I'm all for, you know, social justice. I think most people listening to this show, to the discontent of some of you, know I'm a pretty liberal guy. But I don't see the racism in ShotSpotter. I see, let's go put it in places where there's been gunfire, and unfortunately there's been gunfire in places that are minority communities. minority neighborhoods. I do think there should be a window to say, well, if you don't have any gun activity in 5 years, we'll move the sensor somewhere else. But I think that it's pragmatism, not racism. But anyway, we can discuss that more. 508-996-0500. Right now, though, I've got to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We'll be taking your calls at 508-996-0500, as well as your app chat messages and your open line voicemails throughout the course of the morning. And we can discuss this and more. There are some other topics I'm going to bring up throughout the course of the morning. And, of course, whatever else is on your mind, because that's what's great about having local talk radio, is you have a forum to sound off on the things that concern you. But right now, we are going to inform you and give you all of the news of the day with Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
President Biden hosting a high-stakes summit amid calls to drop out of the race. Jury selection begins in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial. And a piece of American music history found down south.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will host a high-stakes NATO summit in Washington this week, starting today to mark the 75th anniversary of the alliance. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said NATO is stronger due to Biden's leadership over the last 3 years, noting the addition of Finland and Sweden. Biden is getting support from the Congressional Black Caucus amid growing calls to drop out of the 2024 presidential race. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
Biden joined a call with black lawmakers Monday night. Some participants described Biden as clear, coherent, concise, and committed, with one calling talk of removing him from the ticket ridiculous. About 40 lawmakers were on the call, including Congressional Black Caucus Chair Stephen Horsford, who noted they have a lot of work to do to defeat Donald Trump. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Beryl is now weakened into a tropical depression. The storm made landfall Monday morning near Matagorda as a Category 1 hurricane. It brought heavy rains and flooding to Texas, leaving millions without power and at least six people dead. Boeing is in talks with the Defense Department about how the aircraft maker's guilty plea could impact its massive government contracts. The Justice Department announced this week that Boeing agreed to plead guilty to a conspiracy fraud charge over an investigation into two fatal 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019 that left more than 300 people dead. The plea could cause problems with the company's ability to secure government contracts, a key part of its business worth billions. Jury selection expected to start today in Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial. This after a judge ruled during a pretrial hearing in Santa Fe Monday that evidence related to Baldwin's role as a producer for the film Rust will not be used in the case against the award-winning actor. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on set in New Mexico when it went off, firing a live round and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. A United flight out of Los Angeles Monday morning lost a landing gear tire as it took off. The Boeing 757 continued on to Denver, where it managed to land without incident. The landing gear has several tires, letting it land safely if it loses one. And a South Carolina museum may be the home of a recovered piece of American history. Kitty Gray with the details.
A museum in Greenville is believed to have the first piano ever made in the United States. Curator Tom Strange says the 250-year-old piano is an extraordinary find. He says it dates back to the late 1700s, built by John Burnett, who studied in London and then Portugal before moving to the United States. State News reports that the piano was donated to the museum by Nicholas and Pat Gordano, who have collected pianos over the years. Getting ready to move, the couple decided to donate some of their collection, unaware of what valuable pieces of American history was in their possession. I'm Katie Gray.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox have won six of their last seven games, entering tonight's series opener against the Oakland Athletics. Fenway Park, first pitch at 7:10 tonight.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Dense patchy fog still around this morning, low beams, low speeds. When you encounter those areas of low visibility later this afternoon, it's just plain hot. Temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s, feeling like the mid to upper 90s at times. A stray thunderstorm to the north, not totally out of the question. Overnight tonight, we're back to the fog. Some clouds creep in as well, and temperatures in the low 70s, not much relief. Tomorrow, we're back into the mid to upper 80s. Some clouds creep in too, and again, a stray thunderstorm, not totally out of the question. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Shellhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. We don't have to hold the line for you, though. If you want to call in 508-996-0500, well, you might have to hold the line for a few moments because, you know, I don't always shut up just because I see a phone call come in. But we'll take your calls. We'll take your app chat messages, your open line voicemails. And just a reminder, 50s night is coming up here in New Bedford. It's going to be happening in downtown New Bedford on Thursday, July 18th. The rain date will be the following Thursday, July 25th, but it's happening on July 18th, the third Thursday in July, just as Joe Jesus always held it. And it's going to be, I think, bigger and better than ever. Last year they had, I think last year was the most cars that they'd ever had. And certainly the entire downtown is completely taken over with classic cars, classic music, people walking around in 50s garb. And we are going to be providing the soundtrack to your entire 50s night day. So right after Barry wraps up, on July 18th, right after his show is over at 3 p.m. Sorry, Howie Carr fans. You're going to miss out just this once. Because we are going to have, from 3 p.m. all the way until midnight, nothing but 50s music. And I'm very particular about the playlist. Only songs that were released between 1950 and 1959. So it's completely authentic 50s music. That's going to be happening from 3 to midnight. From 10 to midnight, we'll have that backseat music, the slow songs for mom and dad, you know. So the idea is that it gets you up and ready for 50s night as you're getting ready to head downtown. You can listen to these songs. You can have them on the radio in the car driving to downtown. As you're walking around downtown, you can have WBSM app playing with the 50s music because it'll be streaming on the app as well as being on the radio. Now, it's been asked before if we can podcast 50s night, and I gotta tell you, I'm sorry to say we cannot. The music licensing rules and laws do not allow for you to podcast the music. So unfortunately, we will not be able to do that. But this will be on our website, WBSM.com, on our Listen Live option. This will be on the app, as well as on 99.5 FM and 1420 AM. So you should be able to hear it in a variety of different places, depending on where you got to be. You're stuck in the office, you can stream us on online or on the app, on your Alexa device, on your Google Home device, whatever smart speaker you may have. And then, of course, you can get us on the radio in the car or, you know, on the app if that's how you listen in the car, too. And this entire night of 50s music, again, it's nothing but 50s music. And a few little nuggets here and there from our archives of Joe Jesus talking about the 50s in New Bedford. I've got those saved. I've got those ready to sprinkle in. Because we have to hear Joe on 50s night. But no talk shows. No news. It's going to be just the music. And then the commercials for all of our great sponsors who are making 50s night on WBSM happen. Empire Ford, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, and Elite Auto Detailing. And those are just some of the sponsors that we have. Everybody's jumping on board. They want to be part of this. It's one of the signature nights in the city every summer, and it's one heck of a good time. So looking forward to 50s night, looking forward to programming that playlist, looking forward to hearing the music of the 50s while checking out all of the cool cars and everything else going on downtown. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
How you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
You're not bad. You know, we're not living in the 50s, New Bedford.
Certainly not.
Celebrated for a day. But our city has turned into a third world city. The gangs, the shootings, it's a complete lawlessness. And if, from my understanding, we used to have a gang unit that was disbanded. And this mayor, since he's been in office, he's not proactive. And all he has time to is to get on a plane and go to Israel and D.C. and Maryland and all these other meetings of the mayors. And he can't get the job done here. My nickname for John is Out to Lunch Mitchell.
Well,
you know, we need a better city. We need a proactive mayor, better leadership, and we're not getting it here for what the taxes are we're paying. I'm not. I can't walk down the street without looking over my shoulder. I mean, the shootings in broad daylight.
Well, Mayor Mitchell did go down to the scene yesterday. He put out a statement. Does that carry any weight with you that he had a reaction
to
yesterday?
Well, he went to the big deal. I want to know what he's doing. What's his strategy? What is he going to do to nip this in the bud? What are we going to turn into? Chicago, where you get shootings every week, every weekend, people are getting gunned down. What's he waiting for? Innocent people to die in their homes while watching TV or walking their kids down the street? You know, this mayor needs to do more, and he needs, we expect more from him because he needs to put in a good day's work for a good day's pay, and he's not doing it. As far as I'm concerned, he's a loafer. That's my opinion.
Okay.
It's harsh words, but he needs to do more than just walking around in a suit and tie. Now, if he walked around in the jogging pants and a T-shirt and he did what needs to be done, I'd have more respect for the man.
Okay.
That's all I got. I got I'm sick and tired and see our city just go down in the pot. I mean, the crime and the dirtiness and being reduced to a third world country. We deserve more than what we have, and we're not getting it.
I do think that's a little extreme. I think relating it to a third world country.
Well, Tim, then you should sell your house in Wareham and come live over here in New Bedford, okay? And then you tell me after living here, okay? It's very easy when you're outside looking in.
Okay, I've lived in New Bedford for the last 2 years, so.
Oh, so you're living here,
yeah.
Tim? All right, Tim. Well, just, you know, you got to strap yourself in because it's not getting any better. You know, we don't deserve this. We deserve a better leadership, and we're not getting it from this mayor. I'll tell you that right now.
All right. Thank you for the call. You have a good day. And let's take another call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I just want to concur with your last caller. The city's a mess. It's nice that the mayor finally came out after six people got shot. Again, the leadership in this city, come on, it's been crazy here for a long time. We keep trying to buy into what Mitchell's selling us. It's a disgrace. You go down to Cushing Avenue, it's an embarrassment. We can keep going along and saying everything's good and the mayor's doing the best he can and the councilors are doing well. Kim, you can't even walk out of your house in broad daylight. Sad but true.
Well, I think there's a lot to be said for people would feel at least a little bit better about it if, you know, the mayor stood up when these situations happened like he did yesterday and says something more often. That was one of the biggest complaints that happened a few years ago, was that there was crickets when a police officer's home was shot at. You know, we weren't getting anything from the mayor. We weren't getting anything from the police chief at the time. And people just want to have, they just want the assurance of knowing that the people that are in charge care. And of course, you know, rational thinking people know that they do, but it's comforting to have them come out and say it.
Well, I would like to consider myself a rational thinker. And I remember back several years ago that whenever there was some type of a crime in the city, not only would the mayor show up, but usually the councilor where the crime took place, something. But, Tim, nothing. It took six people to get shot for the mayor to finally step up and show some leadership. What about the other five shootings before that? What about the stabbings? Nothing, Kim. I mean, in reality, I mean, it's nice that he stood up yesterday. Beautiful. It's a day late and a dollar short.
Well, and that's the thing, is there were multiple stabbing incidents last week. There were other incidents of shots fired, of people being struck by gunfire. So, I mean,
and crickets.
I get it that, you know, this is a big event compared to some of those other ones, but I think those other ones warrant something as well.
Absolutely. And again, why would anybody not want to have a safety committee meeting? I understand that that Mr. Gomes canceled some type of a safety meeting. I don't know the details. Maybe you do. But I mean, how could we cancel a safety meeting when we're in the... We've got a carnival setting up at Buttonwood Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tim, my family's not going. And to be honest with you, we all carry protection, but my family's not going because it's a very unsafe environment.
Well, you've got that coming up. You've got the feast coming up in a few weeks. I mean, there's a lot of things going on across the city every night.
Yes, and Tim, I mean, safety has got to be paramount to people's thoughts. I mean, you just had a senior citizen on there. The poor man's afraid to go outside. It's sad. It's real. It's sad. It's real. And again, thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate you, Tim.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And I got to take a break here, but we can take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in. I thought about this as I started playing the song. Don't read into the fact that we're talking about gun violence and I played 38 Special. I just like that song a lot, and it was in front of me on the YouTube playlist, so I clicked on it. But there's no hidden message in that. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And, you know, a lot of callers have expressed the same frustration in the past with some of these situations, some of these incidents of violence where they just want more said by the authorities. They want more. And it all depends. Different communities do things different ways. You know, some communities, they'll have a press conference for any major crime that happens. Others, you'll never hear a peep from the police department. Doesn't mean they're not doing the work. They just don't broadcast it. They're not looking for. And a big thing in New Bedford, and I know people think that this is a cop out, no pun intended, by the police and the administration when they say, you know, we can't talk about an active investigation. And people think that that's just dodging the issue, that they're saying that so that they don't have to stand up and say anything about it. So they can try to sweep it under the rug. And that may be true in some cases, but I also think it's true in a lot of cases that they can't say anything because so many of these crimes are interconnected. There's not a lot of bad people in New Bedford doing bad things. There are bad people in New Bedford doing a lot of bad things, if you follow what I'm saying. That a lot of this traces back to the gangs. A lot of it traces back to, you know, particular groups of people, particular drug trafficking organizations or what have you. That's where these are coming from. So that's why they say, you know, we can't reveal details, because they're connecting one to the other for a couple of reasons. One, there are multiple crimes to solve, but also because they need to build the best case possible against the suspect. Because too many times these suspects go before a judge, and because of the sentencing laws and the dangerousness rules and all of that kind of stuff, these people get put back out on the street and commit more crimes. So there is a balance to it. But I do think there is a way that you can address things without having to reveal details. I think that that does become a convenient reason not to stand before the people and answer the questions. 508-996-0500. I've got to take this last break. We'll be right back. That's going to do it for this hour. It flew right by. But
how do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.